This is Son of God University. Jesus, baby, we're back. We're back to tell you about the live as far as Jesus Christ, his energy, and how it's going to be activated. Now, basically right now is the 4th of July, and my brother's going to say the national anthem. He's going to sing it right now.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed in the last light's gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous times and the ramparts were watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, whose bomb bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star spaniel banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave, of the brave, of the brave, of the brave, America, 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 America. I love you, America.
Son of God University, you're back on the scene. Thank you, my brother, for that glorious song. Right here, we're going to talk about the independence of having the Christ vibration, the Christ energy, the cosmic Christ. That's what we're going to get into today, the cosmic Christ. Man, that's dynamic, having that cosmic Christ energy feeling inside you. Right now, we're dwelling on the Father within, the God within,
yes.
the power of Jesus Christ, his name that anoints the power inside you to go and flow and just zoom like you. Now, as we get into this, we're going to first talk about the children of Israel. Now, I know a lot of you may not know this, but back in that day, the children of Israel, they were living in energy. They were living Adonai's energy. See, what happened, they were living in that energy because they never grew old. They never had to buy new clothes. Their clothes grew with their flesh. Their flesh was radiant. The light, it was like Star Trek. When you get in those little tubes and they zoom you down to somewhere, it was energy all around they were living through. That's why they were cursed, because they had paradise, paradise on earth. But a lot of them didn't recognize it. They didn't want to know it because they were always grumbling and complaining. And that's why the Father said he cursed. It was a big curse he put on them, because they're living in this animized intelligence. They're walking in it. They're living for 40 years. Can you believe that? All this energy. They didn't even have to eat. The only reason they ate, because they begged Moses that they had to eat. They wanted to eat what the Egyptians eat. Basically, they were living like transfigured beings, like a being that's transfigured, like Enoch, like he was taking them. They were on their way up if they would live the principles. But no, they didn't. They complained. They complain, they complain. Complaining is very evil, very evil. And then they were doing all kinds of stuff. As you remember in the story goes, they convinced Aaron why Moses was up on the hill and Joshua was sitting on the side praising the inner Christ to make a calf. And then they were having all kinds of sexual acts, all kinds of stuff. Now, you can't do this in atomized energy. Something is going to give, because you have that Christ-like. That Christ-like is powerful. It's energized light. It's intelligence all around you, all through you. It knows what's going on. It knows the end from the beginning. Now, this atomized energy was at the beginning. It says, what? The Spirit of God moved over the waters. Now, that always exists. It's always been around. It's always been here. It's always been here. But today, we have kind of lost track because, especially in America, we're wrapped up in all the mundane things that we're doing. And we think we have spirituality. We go to church. We think that's really good. We go to church. We worship God. We don't really know who we worship. That's why we're back on the scene to let you know who you worship. And then you go home and you're satisfied. You think you paid your tithes. You think that was okay. You think you went to the choir rehearsal. You cleaned the church. You think that's okay. You think you serve God by doing that. Howdy doody. Jesus will shake your hand. Well, job done. But I'm saying that in mockery because basically the inner crisis was happening. That's what you're going to get to. First, you go through your Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Father. He's our Savior. You know, think about it. Before the foundations of the earth, he was slain. They knew it was going to be a fall. They kept telling Adam. Adam didn't want to believe it. No, I'm not going to never fall. No, Father, I'm not going to. Yeah, it's going to be a fall. No, no, no. The word came. It's going to be a fall. No, 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 no. And when it fell, he went through hell. He almost killed himself. He was drowning himself. Because just think, you have a pair of statistical environment, and then all of a sudden you go into a cave, you go into mundane stuff like we live today, and it was a gradual process. But he you know, he lost that. He was going through some tribbles and tribulations. I mean, it was something that he was going through. But getting back to these children of Israel, they were living in all this light and energy flowing. It's flowing through you. I mean, you feel it. See, when you with the Holy Ghost, this energy comes through you, and you feel the energy. You feel it, especially as you say that powerful name of Jah Jesus, or Jesus, which is more into the energy. Jah Jesus is good, too, but most of the people, when you say Jah Jesus, you're not thinking about the energy. You're thinking about the king. The reigning king. That's what you're thinking about. You're thinking about our Father. That's what you're thinking of. You're thinking about the one that created our bodies and this earth. That's what you're thinking about. You're not thinking about it. That's why a lot of times I can say it because I've trained myself. I know I'm thinking about the energy. The energy is all around me. The cosmic energy. Do I feel the heavens and the earth? In Jeremiah, that's what it says. The heavens is all filled with this radiant energy. It's filled with everything. All planets. There's trillions of planets. It's much slower than us. They have it, but it's much slower pace. We're blessed because we can zoom in the kingdom because it's so wicked here. It's so much going on here that we can zoom. So we're blessed to live on this planet Earth because, you know, you have to qualify to live here. At least back in the 50s and stuff, you have to qualify. The people that's coming today, a lot of them are coming illegal. We'll get into that. But back in the day, the old generation, you have to qualify to get in here. To get in this earth, because it's something to deal with this kind of stuff going on. All this evil, all this wickedness, that affects your vibration. But when you have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Shekinah, that Shekinah glory, that protects you. That helps you to get through your day. That, when you talk to it and it guides you, that's your holy helper. That's your friend. You want to have a friend? That's your best friend. People say you don't have a friend? Yes, you do. Right inside of you. As Earth, Wind, and Fire says, they say the stone. They're giving you codes what they're talking about. They're talking about the inner light, the Christ light that's within you, that will guide you, that tell you what to do, what to eat, what not to eat. Don't eat the so be it. It's lizard juice. Do you want to be a lizard? You want to be a lizard? No, come on. We're telling you verbatim what it is, but I'm pretty sure your consciousness has told you. When I'm talking to you, you know your consciousness is saying yes. That's why millions are listening to us now. We never advertise. The Holy Ghost is making you listen. You have to listen because we're saying the truth. That's why we're here.
Yes, exactly. You hit it right on the thumbs. And while I'm in this mold of basketball, I got a basketball right here. We want to give an honor to the Miami Heat, I believe, and the United States of America.
All right, now.
In Florida State, they took twice in the year. The
all right. They used the Christ light. They practice.
That's right.
LeBron James, he's practicing all the time. He prays to Jesus.
That's right. Those guys pray to Jesus Christ. LeBron James, they called him King James. King LeBron James. And we want to honor him and the United States of America and the southeastern United States, the state of Florida, the Miami Heat. So we give a blessing to them. And we tie this in with the 4th of July celebration of the independence of America. Happy birthday, America. I believe it's 239 or 240 years of age because of the independence. But we are so grateful to be able to telecast or broadcast, let's say, around the planet. And wherever we are, we give glory to the inner Christ-like energy. We've gotten some Gmails and questions and complaints and don't understand and different deals from Oslo and France and Switzerland and what was that place in Cyprus, Greece, Alexandria, Louisiana in the United States, somewhere in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, Eastern United States, and someone in Marysville, Washington, the volcano state up there in the Pacific Northwest. So we just thank you people for calling, or shall I say emailing, and some of the questions about was about the inner Christ. And some say, well, this light of Christ is not a radiant light. Yes, it is. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world. Jesus Christ was speaking in the form of energy because he was speaking that in the future when he was on the earth. Like my brother said, that Jesus Christ taught the powers of the light. He baptized with this divine Holy Spirit light. This light is a reality. This light of Christ is going back to the book of Mosiah. And when Mosiah, when he was dealing with the people were grumbling people, and they had everything for them. They had, like my brother said, the clothes grew with them. They didn't have to take a shower. They didn't have to eat. They didn't have to drink. They didn't sleep. They were like they were in a form of paradise. But they still began to gripe and complain. You know, that's a complaining is detrimental to your soul. When you gripe and you complain and you anger, it ages your cells. Trillions of cells begin to age, and you begin to come down in your energy level. The kilowatts of your being are supposed to be aesthetic, and when you're in ecstasy, you feel good. And the main thing is to be divinely aware of the cosmic Christ. This cosmic Christ, which means the great Christ, omnipresent. Jeremiah 23, chapter verse 23 and 24, Yahweh states, do not I, Yahweh, fill the heavens and the earth? Can any hide himself in secret places that I not see him? Do not I, Yahweh, I feel, F-I-L-L, I feel the heavens and the earth. And so therefore, as the heavens is filled with the presence of light, you recognize the power of light, and on the earth, this spirit is also here. So this cosmic energy is everywhere present. In the book of the book of the Epistle of John, the first John 5 chapter verse 7, the apostles say there are three that bear record in the heavens: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And then it says in the next verse after that, the verse John 5, 8, there are three that bear witness in the earth: the Holy Spirit, the water, and the blood. So you recognize that the Holy Spirit is in the heavens above. It says it bears record in the heavens and is also in the earth. This omnipresence, this glorious Christ energy, it fills all time, all space. This is a radiance of pure, glorious light. The blue light, the white light, the Christ light, the rosy red light, the rosy colors of red represents the gratitude of thanksgiving. And so, therefore, it is imperative that we recognize this cosmic light, this fun-filled energy. What part of the scriptures don't you believe, my beloved ones? It is real. In the book of Psalms, it also states, our spirits shall praise his Holy Spirit. One time is recorded in the book of Psalms about praising the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, we must recognize, see, the Bible is 83% missing. You have 17%, or approximately 16.8% that you have. So out of that 83% missing, it's quite a bit missing. But the revelation is there. It is within your consciousness. Inside of you, you have the record of divinity. Every individual come here, we were spirit children who once existed in the realms of light. And then when the mom and dad got together and they did the do, and then at the 9 months later, voila, you came forth. But during that time, your spirit being was in the heavens for eons of time in divine training. Some of us paid attention, and some did not pay attention. Some of us graduated and progressed and loved Jesus Christ, and others rebelled in the heavenlies. And so therefore, and this shows some of the rollout people that are on the earth today, like they don't have no kind of consciousness to glorify the eternal energy. Now, my blessed ones, it is a special honor. It is a special glory, privilege to be able to worship and glorify the Christ within you. You see, John 4:24 says, God is spirit, and they that worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, the Sweetie translation, or the paraphrase, God is Holy Spirit, and they that worship the Holy Spirit within, for the Father seeketh us to worship the Holy Spirit within, for the Christ is glorified. Now, you break this down, the power of the name, the power of the Holy Spirit, the energy gives joy. And as we magnify this vital energy, I guarantee, my blessed ones, you get excited. You will feel good, like we rejoice with the Miami Heat that won that victory. That young lad, King LeBron James, he gave praise to our Jesus Christ. He investigated the eternal spirit. He is a beautiful person. And when they ask him questions on the CNN News and ABC News, they say, well, what do you say about the people that talk about you and they talk against you? He said, don't bother me. I'm in contact with Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ's energy. It doesn't matter. When you are enfolded in the light, nothing matters. You have confidence. You have that assurity on the sure foundations, Christ in you. Now, how do you get in touch with this Christ light? Very simple. Communication. Go by the energy of faith and give praise to this inner power. Every human being on this planet was built to praise the magnificent light of Christ. It is in your consciousness. Your subconscious mind is the dwelling place and the throne. That is to just think, every human being is a divine throne room for the divine light of Christ. There's Jehovah God, the individual being, who is celestial glorified, our grandfather of glory, then our mighty Savior, Jesus Christ, the divine Son of God, who gave his life, who resurrected with power, who has all the atoms in his body. He looks good and handsome. He's young and attractive and almighty and all-powerful. And then he gave this energy to abide in every individual who cometh into the world. Now, just think of that. Every individual, good, bad, white, black, Hispanic, Spanish, Ilocano, Filipino, Thailand, every race on the planet, the beautiful Native American Indian, Alaska Indian, everybody has this great Yahweh spirit, this great Christ-like, Jesusi. It is here. It is right within your being. And as we begin to talk to this power, and you talk to this, and you pray, and you communicate, like I'm about to say, it helps you. When someone calls your name, you respond. That's how we call the name of the Spirit. The Spirit responds. Now, while I'm at this status, some people that were Gmailing a question and asked, say, is that your name, sweetie, or is it a code name? It is my real name. I feel it. I love it. I magnify it. I joy in it. It is real. It is not fake. It is not a nickname. I don't believe in Nick. I'm not Nick tonight. It is a real name, sweetie. My brother, yes, he got the same name too, sweetie. And we got some other names, but that's what you need to know right now. You want to know more at Gmail. But yes, to let you know the power of my name, I feel it, sweetie. It is not a code, not a nickname, it's a reality. Now, just think about the internal energy. The eternal energy got the great, grand, glorious name, Jesusi. You can call upon that name like when you go through some kind of troubles, or you just feel like making love to the eternal energy. You rap to that glorious being by calling on the name Jesusi. You call that holy divine helper by name, you will feel goodified. You will feel exhorted, excited, magnanimous, and jubilation. Because when you call on that name, the all angels of the divinity will come and rescue you. The angels will assist you. They will help you. Why? Because that heavenly name that was given to the Son of God, Jesus, magnified himself in the light of Christ, magnified us by bringing us to himself, and he can give us the power. And as we love Jesus Christ, he baptized us with the Spirit, and therefore we get excited. We get jiggified. And so therefore, that powerful all name, Jesusi, you call on that name and that energy works with you. It works in you. It assists you. This divinity guides you. Now, why is it hard for some people to believe in the omnipresent force? Because probably they got constipated brain cells temporarily. I say temporarily because there's hope that they can open up. And when they open up their brain cells, allow the energy to flow through their being, they will be free. For the scripture declares in the book of John that the Son of God has come to give us the freedom, and the Son of God will set you free, and to whom the Son sets free, it's free indeed, because the Son of God has set you free. And so therefore, freedom comes through the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the magnanimous Holy Spirit, the divine cosmic Christ force. This power is in us, and this jubilation makes you young. You can take it or leave it. You have a choice. The book of Deuteronomy 28 chapter declares, I declare, said Yahweh, Jehovah, that you can choose life or death, health or happiness, young or old, rich or poor. It's all up to you, my beloved. And so therefore, as you magnanimously want to come in to join the of this magnanimous race of the gods to progress with Jesus Christ Almighty, you will have joy. The joy is of the saints.
Jesus, baby.
Jesus, baby.
Now, we're getting back to that. Now, this Christ-like, it was hid up from us on planet Earth, especially in this century, you know. As the scripture declared, you know, the Christ in us is the hope and our glory.
Yes.
And it was hid up from the Father. It was hid up for a reason, because people back in other ages were misusing it. I mean, it was just really misused. And getting back to Moses, we're going to go back to that for a second, just to state some facts on that. First, he came with the laws of transfiguration. He
right.
came with the laws of becoming what we're talking about here, becoming God. But the people were so wicked, he threw them down and broke them, and then all 3,000 died, because he said, all on Jehovah's side, come over here. And the others, they didn't. He broke it, and they all died, because it's light and energy. They're living in atomized energy. So then he had to come with some kind of, I would say, mortal laws. Thou shalt not kill. Now, everybody in their conscience knows they shouldn't kill anybody. But he had to come down lower, because they wouldn't accept it. So they have these laws, and you guys think, oh, we live in something, we don't kill, I don't steal stuff. Those are mundane laws. I mean, you shouldn't even have to have those laws. Everybody has the Christ within them. Everybody knows you shouldn't steal. You shouldn't cover your brother's wife or whatever. Matter of fact, it's more stricter. Jesus is more stricter. He says, if you think the thought, you have sinned. Now, don't think Jesus, don't take him for granted, this guy Jesus. You know, you say he's a nice guy, he's this and that. No, Jesus, you know, he was poor, he was weak. And no. Jesus had a gold girdle around. This magnificent king, he was a king. You know, he was very muscular, very built, very compassionate, very loving, but yet don't take no stuff. Remember, he went in the temple and just knock all everything off. He don't take no stuff. I mean, he's very merciful. That's why the Father put him in charge, because he came down in a body form. He knows about what's going on with each and every one of us. He knows all the aches and pains. He knows all our weaknesses. He felt them all. So he has more compassion. We can say, go further and say, he has a little more compassion than the Father. You know why? The reason I'm saying that, because he came down in body form. He knows how I feel. The Father has a celestial body. Jesus has a celestial and physical body. So he's down here, and he knows what it feels. So the Father said, hey, you're in charge of that. You know more about it. I'm going to put you in charge. He's very merciful. But don't take his mercy for granted, because, you know, when it does come, Jehovah is standing by with his angels, and he tells him to release them, and it would be some releasing. Now, the cosmic light, as we're talking about the Christ energy, the cosmic light is coming down. The heavens right now is protected. It's protected by all the ozone layer, what you say, the atmospheric heavens. It is protected. We're protected now. So basically, you can do anything you want. But it's going to come a day of time that it's going to be split, and it's going to roll away. And all that cosmic light is going to come through. And that cosmic light is the judge, because it's going to have to do it before even Jesus comes. And that is Jesus Christ energy, Holy Ghost energy, Holy Shekinah energy, the Holy Kengaisi. All that energy is going to come down, that life force, the same light that's within you, and the same light that you can get more of by living the laws of Jesus, the principles, let's say the principles of Jesus, because it's a free will, laws you have to. Jesus is principles that you live, all these transfiguration principles. We here at Son of God University are teaching the higher principles. Like my brother said, a lot of Gmails, and we read them. We don't get back to them because we're so busy, too. They talk about their church, and that's fine. They talk about them, and that's fine. We're talking about higher knowledge, knowledge from the Father, knowledge directly from the Father, knowledge directly from Lord Jesus Christ, Jah Jesus, as we would call it, knowledge from the Holy Spirit. We're given direct knowledge. And then sometimes beings that are transfigured, like Enoch, who's a god who's been transfigured, Annalise Scarlin, beings like that. We're dealing with high knowledge. We're not dealing with, you don't hardly hear us say anything about prophets in the Bible, because they're okay, but we're talking about how you can overcome, how you can live and be young forever, how you can live and atomize your body through the Holy Spirit, by getting the Holy Spirit after you accept Jesus, getting that Holy Spirit and going forth in the Holy Spirit. That's what we want you to do. We want you to be in touch. Get in touch with your true Holy Ghost self within. And then get atomized when Jesus atomized. He's the one that's dismissed. He dispenses the Holy Spirit on you. He's the one that does it. That's why he's major. He's major. You can't go out and people be saying all this stuff about energy and universal. No. You got to come through the Lord Jesus. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the conquering Lion of Judah. He's the one can open the seals in Revelation. It's only he can do that. After that's done, then, baby, you can start with 440 and start moving. You know, you can start moving because then you start dealing with the God within. The God within will tell you what to do, will tell you how to do it. It will talk to you if you would just listen. Be still and know that I am God. Listen to it. Listen to that Christ-like in you. That's going to help you. That's your friend, especially today's day. I mean, things that's happening, just like the marathon, that bomb and everything. If you're in tune with the Christ, it won't happen. It won't bother you. It'll tell you it's a bomb there. Don't go that way. It'll tell you. If it comes in, the atomized energy will protect you. We have many experiences with that happen. So the atomized energy will help you. Remember, it's in you, all around you, all through you. It's everywhere present. It's intelligence. It knows. It knows everything about you. It knows how to do anything. You ask anything on your job, it knows. It knows. Repeat. It knows. So by it knowing, and you know it's knowing, you have faith, man, you can't go wrong. This is where the prophets wanted to be. The prophets wanted to live in this day. This is a glorious day because more of that energy is sifting through. Some places in over there in Australia, even in South America, the energy is so strong they have to wear a cap. They can't come outside. The energy is penetrating. It's penetrating more and more and more. It's coming stronger and stronger. And all those who wants to live holy to Jesus Christ principles, the ones who don't, it's okay. You have a free will to do what you want. This is a free will. That's why America was built on Jesus Christ principles. That's why everybody wants to come here. It's based on Jesus Christ principles. Everybody wants that. That's why you're listening to it, because you know in your consciousness that Jesus Christ is the way. You know that it is a light of Christ or the Holy Ghost in you that tells you what to do. You have many of instances, everybody has some, when something said do this and you didn't do it, you said, oh, I should have did that. Something told me. What was that that told you? It was the Holy Ghost. But then when you get the baptized in the Holy Ghost, it becomes more loud, more vivid, more stronger, more potent. Now, back in Moses' day, when they were living in atomized energy, it was 90% more energy than what you feel today. Now, that's a lot more, 90%. Now, they're living in all this cosmic energy radiating through them. When you be still and feel the energy, you feel it going through your pores. You feel it radiate through you. That's the name of Jesus Christ. A lot of times you guys say, oh, I'm saying the name of Jesus. That's just like cold. Living it, being it, is living in his energy, feeling his energy as you be still every day, feeling it as you go, saying the name. The name ignites it. Jesus, it ignites the energy. It makes it flow. It just pours more energy into your being as you know. That name is powerful. It's very powerful. Jesus, Jesus, whatever you want to use, it is powerful. Remember, keep your mind on the energy, the inner God. The inner God is where it's at. That's where we're going. We're dealing with the inner God, and you can't get around it. It's your conscience. When you do something bad, the inner God is convicting you. You know, nobody has to come to you. The inner God is telling you that it's wrong. That it'll scold you. And then when you do something right, it'll pat you on the back. Oh, yeah, you did good. You know, it's the inner God. We're getting into the inner God. We're leading to the inner God. Just like I say, we switching gods. We had Jesus. Now Jesus is jumping up and down with joy. No, they get into the inner God now. Hey, now that's what I want to see my brothers and sisters do. The Father's right with me. Oh, yeah, that's what I want to see. See, that's what happened with Adam. Adam had it. Adam at Tibidome, he had it real good in this Garden of Eden. I mean, he had it made. I mean, he was sitting here. He praised Jehovah. he neglected the light of Christ. They told him about it, but he had it good. It's so perfect. Let me just praise you. I can see him in the heavens. I can see Jesus. Let me just praise him. And then when that Eva came on the scene, oh, look at this beautiful chick. His eyes got on the woman. Oh, look at her. Oh. So what happened? He fell because he did what she said. If he had his eyes on the light of Christ, it would have told him what to do. But no, he was serving the outside God. You want to serve an inside God within you. That is your hope and your glory. It, as you praise it, it will glorify you. It will keep you young. It will keep you strong. See, people say they're rich, they have money. I hear a lot of people, I'm rich, I can do that. I work hard. That's really nice. But do you have your health? Do you have peace of mind? It's more to being rich instead of money. Money is good. You're going to have money. When you're in the light of Christ, you're going to have money. That's not the thing. You're going to have money. But then, too, what about your health? If you don't have health, you ain't got nothing. That's why Jesus was healing everyone. Jesus was going around healing because you got to have health. Health is your wealth. If you don't have health, you can't do anything. So you got health. What about peace of mind? Why you got to have all this torment in your mind? Jesus' energy will help you. It's a lot of tormented people, mentally, spiritually, and physically. You're tormented. Through Jesus' energy, it can rescue you. It can regenerate you. That's it, baby. Jesus.
We love that power. We love that name because it is our friend. And like my beloved brothers, with they stated the reality that Jesus Christ is love. Jesus, the loving force of God in us, the living Christ. Now, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, make Jesus Christ as you become his bride. You keep on living, and the Christ light within you will be your everlasting friend because it is the everlasting Father within. Jesus, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was in love with the living spirit. As Jesus Christ is in love, so shall we be. But if you want to be a silly head, then you have a choice to reject the power that formed you, the atoms and rays of living light. You see, humankind was made to live forever. There are many scientists and doctors in France and throughout the world. And they said the physical body has cells that can multiply and continue to multiply and renew the body every 7 years. They noticed that they don't know why the flesh goes negative. They don't know what caused the organs to break down. But they say there's a chemical, a power inside the human body that can continue to multiply and make the insides look like you're 7 years old, like a young lad, and to make your flesh feels like you're 16. Well, that chemical that they see, or that strange power, the dark energy that some of them call it, is the light of Christ. That pure power is available to you right now, my beloved. All over the planet, we're speaking to you. We're live on the earth. Greetings all over the planet. And we're here to inspire you, to encourage you that you might come to this reality and check yourself and say, what's the matter? I'm trying to live in this kind of crazy life because nobody in their right mind wants to be in a dark status, and nobody in their conscious mind and their right mind want to be in torment or in hell or mental hell or physical hell. And so therefore, you think about that and you say, wait a minute, I'm going to praise this power within. You know, a lot of people have a hard time praising this eternal energy. 86% of the churches don't agree with praising this magnanimous power. That's a shame, but truth is the truth. I've been all over the planet. I've been out to many churches and synagogues and mosques and ashrams and kingdoms and different assemblies and study theology, and that's how we know. We check it out. We have checked these places out, and many don't believe in this sacred power, but the Holy Bible, it speaks all about it. It is so simple. Like I told you yesterday month and yesterday week, Acts 2, the second chapter, verse 38, that said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. It's a promise to you from the Lord Jesus Christ. This promise has been given from the beginning of and before the beginning of time. You see, in the latter days of the apostolic age, of the Pentecost age, this power is It is so real because we are living in the dispensation of the age of cosmic Christ and fire. You see, Moses and them, they got this power, and like my brother said, they were feeling it, and they didn't recognize it. Neither did many of them have the realization. See, once you have the realization, and then you start to glorify this power, then you begin to truly live. That's why Jehovah, the grandfather, said, "I swear in my wrath that these are Israelites will never enter into my rest." How come they couldn't enter into the rest? They saw the glory and the power because they did not appreciate it. Appreciation is a major deal. It is major than life itself, because without the powerful gift of appreciation, you just go about grumbling and mumbling. Look at many movie stars of various ones that are rich, and they have all kind of monetary blessings, and they are in torture and fight, and they go take their lives. They're not happy. Why are they not happy? Because they ignore the divine white light of Christ, the sacred fire within. This glowing energy is so pure that all the colors transform into white, and then it comes out beautiful blue, which is the love ray, and then you have the beautiful rosy red, the gratitude, thanksgiving ray of Jesus Christ, and then the wonderful golden ray is the ray of praise, praising this power, praising this living Christ within. That gives us happiness. You want happiness? You contact the inner light. And it's not hard. Very simple. Like you hear us say, you know, like my brother saying this, you get in the quietude of Psalms 46:10. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. And I will be exalted in all the earth. I will be exalted above the heathen." And the story about the Israelites and with the changing, how they didn't have to change clothes for so many years because the Christ light was their clothing, that's found in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. You also, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of the Pentateuch, and the five books of Moses are talking about this activation that has happened. And they knew way back there about the great name Jesus. They knew about it. I mean, Moses knew about it because he was taught by the Father God Almighty, and Jesus, and before Christ appeared, he appeared in his glorious spiritual body before he took on human form. And so they got the revelation of this great Messiah, this great King of Glory, this great Master Blaster, this great Christmas baby, the energy one, the only glorious King of Kings who can illuminate us with the great Spirit of Christ. I tell you, this is joy, my wonderful ones. It gives you the power to work. It gives you power when you, say for example, when you only get about 2 hours of sleep, and we are definitely witnesses of that, me and my brother, and there's times you're tired, and so then all of a sudden the energy be rejuvenated and renovated, and then you just get up and go, and you say, wow, the power of the Christ force. How can that happen? Because you are aware. That is very important, to be aware of the inside Christ, because as you are aware and you love the eternal one that lives inside of you, you praise, love, and thanksgiving. That is the magical formula. That is the antidote. You don't gripe and complain and moan and groan. That is not good for you, my beloved sweethearts. You must give gratitude and greatness. When someone calls you a name, a SOB, or whatever it may be, just say thank you very much. You know, you don't retaliate, because the love nature is a reality. Love is stronger than hate. Love has no opposite. The opposite of love is love. The left of love is love. The right of love is love. The top of love is love. Love plus love times love, square root love equals love. You cannot get away from it. And that comes to the power of the Holy Ghost on the Pacific Coast, the great Lord of hosts, greater than French toast, more nutritionist than beef pot roast. I tell you, we are in love with this Holy Ghost, the Lord of hosts.
You better be with Jesus, baby. And moving on, we're going to take a break right here.
Yeah, baby.
And so we're going to have our engineer to
sweetheart
do that.
Sweetheart Don, yes.
Sweetheart Don, to take a little break here. We're talking about this great Christ light.
Yes.
We're getting excited about this. Now, another thing, too, as you exercise,
yes,
when you are exercises is of Jesus the Christ. Exercise is major. When you exercise, your cells are crying out for joy. The Holy Ghost is glorified in your body as you exercise. It's major. Exercise keeps you young. Exercise helps your mind. It helps. As you know, people that exercise regularly, they're always happy. It's some kind of adrenaline, something that's released into you, your body, as you exercise. Exercise helps your muscles, especially bodybuilding. When you do the resistance, that helps you expand your muscles. And as you expand your muscles, you don't get the sagness, the saggy triceps and biceps and the deltoids. If you get, usually it doesn't go into deltoids, but exercise has been, even when Adam made logs so he could exercise. You didn't know that, but it started way back. Jehovah exercised. Everybody exercised. You know, Adam had logs that he cut in, put hand grooves in, and he was pumping the iron with logs. That's what he had. It started way back then. You got to exercise to keep your body in shape. This is physical stuff. You got to exercise, especially America. America is like, I don't know. You know, we used to have exercise in our schools. Now everybody has the computer, they have Game Boy, they have all this games and all this stuff and TV. They're not exercising like they used to. You know, we used to have to exercise. I mean, we had to run track, we had to do push-ups, sit-ups, all this stuff. Like, you know, my kids do it, but the point is that most people don't exercise. You got to exercise as far as your cells are crying out for you exercise. When you pump that iron, or when you're running, or when you're doing yoga, or when you're doing Zumba, or whatever you're doing, your cells are happy. They're excited. And then, too, as you pump that iron or whatever, I'm getting more in pumping iron, because when you pump the iron, it's the resistance, and your cells are crying out for joy. And that Holy Ghost is getting infused in your body. That's why my brother and I say, we're going to church. Yeah, we're going to church. When we say we're going to church, we're going to church. We're going to the temple of bodybuilding. We're going to church and yoga. We're going to church, whatever we're doing, biking, running the 5K or whatever. That's where we're going to church. That's what church is, because you're dealing with your mind, spirit, and body. And what better thing? Now, if you're scared, you can go to the other church. But what I'm saying is that, hey, you want to exercise. It's very essential. You'll feel good. It's part of Jesus Christ's laws or principles. Exercise is major. You're glorifying your body when you exercise. When you're pumping that iron, when you are in yoga, when you are doing Zumba, or when you're walking, or when you're running, or when you're biking, or when you're climbing, this body is made to be active. It was made to be active, not sit around looking at TV, not sitting around. I'm not saying you can't do that, but we can't spend most of our time playing video games or being on the computer or doing that. You got to get out and get some fresh air and exercise for the Lord Jesus Christ and to glorify your body. And then as you exercise, you'll know what to eat. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to eat. Like Jack Lane, he used to be real great. I mean, he was excellent. But what happened to him? He quit exercising. He started putting his more faith in juices. And he quit exercising, and then all of a sudden, his flesh started disintegrating. You got to exercise. I don't care how old you are. You can be 80 and 90. You got to exercise. While you're on this earth, if you're not in the fourth dimension, or if you're not transfigured, you should be exercising all the time. I'm not talking about you have to exercise 4 hours a day. I mean, but you should do some exercise, at least an hour. Come on, at least you can give God Jesus an hour of your exercise and praising that name. As you exercise, as you say that, it energizes your body. It energizes you. That's the catalyst to energize your cells. When you do that, it energizes your cells. You say, wow, how can I do this? Whoa. You start feeling all that energy. And just like my brother was saying before, my loving brother, about staying, like a lot of times I have to stay up all night. I'm doing something. I have this job to do. I have that to do because we have our own business, all this stuff. And sometimes I say, God, I'm 5 o'clock. I got to get up. I get up at 5. I'm going to bed at 5. So I say, hey, I got to put this Christ energy at work. And I'm doing just the same thing, working out, doing everything else, the same thing. The Christ energy is real. This Holy Ghost is real. As real as can be. But you have to make it real by activating it. Don't just listen to us. We don't want you just to listen to us. We want you to activate it. We are a university. A lot of people say, you have a church to go to church. No, we're not a church. We are a university. We instruct. That's all we do. We're not a church. You are the church. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. You are the temple of Jasusi. You activate. You live your life. You know what to do. The record is within you what to do. So activate. Get it rolling, baby.
That's right, baby. That's the name of the game. You see, there is therefore no excuses for people not to do physical training because, like my brother say, it is ordained of the divine creator. I talk to people that say, well, you know, I only got time. You got time for sex. You got time to eat. You got time to sleep. You make time to glorify your body. And then I let them know. I said, you know, I work 11 hours a day, 5 days a week, and then sometimes a half a day you work about that 7 hours. And so therefore, how you do it? And then I go exercise 3 hours plus tax. And then after I do that, then in between I'm glorifying the eternal creator inside of me. And so people say, wow, see, wherever your heart is and your treasure, that's what you will accomplish. And the key to life and the common sense is to be young, healthy, happy, and jubilant. And it's offered by our Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ. It is meant to be. You see, mankind was always meant to stay young forever. Mankind was meant to live forever. Why does mankind don't live forever? Because they only use 10% or less of their brain power, and the other 90% or the 92% or plus or minus X, give or take, they don't use their mind. And so, therefore, they're displeasing themselves, and they're displeasing the light of Christ. Because the light of Christ is for you. It is for every individual on this planet, because of John, the first chapter, verse 9, it says, and this light of Christ is given to abide in every individual that comes into the world. So we have that divine intelligence to motivate us. And therefore, we make the move, and we get in the groove, and we begin to feel the action and the activity. And then as you exercise, there's the gland inside, the adrenaline gland. It motivates by that dopamine energy inside of you. And that's that enthusiastic high that you feel. A lot of people are looking for a high. They do cocoa. They take a Mary Jane or marijuana at the blunts and different deals, or they drink some McNaughton whiskey or whatever they may do, and methamphetamines and different, you know, kind of so-called highs. But that is not good, because it takes you up and it brings you down like a yo-yo. But when you get into the Christ and you do the logical, intelligent, physical body. See, the eternal energy is concerned about the physical well-being. And then, because face it, our Lord Jesus Christ, he has a physical body. You must realize that the same Jesus Christ that was crucified on the cross approximately 2,000 years ago, it was the same one that was resurrected and quickened by the light of Christ in him. And so therefore, the same Jesus that was assassinated was resurrected, and he got the same body today in the heavenlies. It is not an exchange body. He didn't go to Walmart and buy a new one. He didn't go and borrow another one. He got the same physical body that he was born in when he came to earth on the great Christmas morning. He got the same physical body that he asked his father to prepare for him to come to the earth, because he was so excited to redeem humankind. So speaking about physical exercise, yeah, baby, it is really important. Our Lord Jesus Christ set the example. Jehovah God himself set the example. And the disciples and the prophets of old, they exercised, like my brother said, Atibadom. He exercised. He got the log out the tree, and they hewed it down and began to do resistance training. That works. And as my brother was saying, there's exercise, soccer ball, football, basketball. We got a basketball here right now honoring LeBron James, and just many sports that you can get into. That's how some of the great stars, like in Los Angeles Lakers and the United States of America, the Western United States, how they have so much discipline. I believe they won over 17 championships. How do they do that? Discipline. You got to have your mind set. And discipline. If you want to do something, you do it, baby. There is no excuse. You see, no excuse. All excuses relate to the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gave his life to redeem humankind that we may have the joy of living. Now, as you exercise, It's not a boring deal. You could make it boring, but if you're in touch with the light of Christ inside of you and you praise in that name, you're doing those reps, for example, you're doing the bench press, you know, something light, maybe 250 pounds laying on the bench, and you push it up, you know, and you rep one, two, and as you do, Jay Susie. Then you rest a few seconds, probably for those who are not advanced, 30 seconds or less, a rest, and go right back to it and do it again. Now, my brother and I, when we do our exercise, we rest only about 3 seconds, 3 to 4 seconds.
Or no seconds.
Or no seconds. You got that right. We go straight from one. We do 8 reps. Then we set the weight down, and then you pick it right back up again. You do it again, and then maybe 6 reps, and you just go nonstop. Because when you keep the body warm, the blood. See, the circulatory, the blood is circulating in your body. And so, therefore, as you are warming up and as you are going from one repetition of exercise to the next, and all while the blood is warm, that's how your muscle develop, and that's how your muscle grow, and you get the pump, and it stays there. And because some people, they look at me and they're just like, how you keep the pump? I said, I don't gab like you, sweethearts. You guys talking and standing around, and you gabbing. I just keep the ball rolling. You said you keep the muscles pumping. So these tricks of the trade, whatever you want to call it, it works. Whatever application you apply, the principle works when it is applicable. When you fulfill and you aim that which you want to accomplish, then you fulfill it. You see, we need to stop neglecting our physical temple. People, they're going around thinking, oh, all I do is go to a church and read the Bible and pray to the Lord. That's all that matters. No, that's not all. You ain't doing nothing. You got to activate that which is within you. You pray to the eternal Jah Jesus Christ. Recognize his almighty name. Give glory to Jesus Christ, and then glorify the principles of Jesus. When you live the laws of the universe, you feel good. It is commonly sense known that when you actify, and the physical body was meant to be active. We didn't say tire yourself out and wear yourself out and overtrain. People have done that. I've been through that stage before, through overenthusiasm. You get a common sense training session, and you work out, and you activate through the Christ life. That inner Christ will get you going, baby. Because when you activate by that power, you feel good. This is just natural things that should be done. And because there's too many people with pot bellies and beer bellies, and they don't even drink beer. What are they drinking? Pork. They're eating too much pork, or something is going inside of there, because when you get the wrong kind of food in you, and you don't exercise, and you begin to age, and you say, I wonder why that happened, because of laziness. It is a crime to be lazy. You don't want to be a lazy boy. You don't want to be a lazy girl. You want to actify in the name of Jesus Christ. That's how you get the power, through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the active force.
Now, Jesus, baby.
Now, Jesus, baby.
Yeah, you aim, project, and fulfill. That's the game, baby. You roll with that, and you won't have any problems in anything you do, especially when you're in tune with the light of Christ or Jesus' spirit, better call. When you're in tune with that, and we keep going over, it may seem redundant, but that's the main focus we're dealing with now, the Jesus' spirit. Jesus spirit. I say Jesus because a lot of people are more familiar with that, because we're dealing with people all over the world listening to this. It's Jesus baby. That's what it is. That's our Gmail, jesusbaby@gmail.com. If you want to send your all your requests or questions, send them. Sometimes we may not get back because, like you say, we have families, we work, we have a 10-acre farm, so we have a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, but we get the messages and we will respond as needed. Especially because the Lord Jesus Christ is head of the Son of God University. Yes. He guided us what to do. He told us to do the revival. He said, people are heavy, are really hungry. So you got to go every other week. You can't just go. We're just going to go just once a month because we got a lot going on here. We're not just sitting by in some ashram praying 24 hours a day. We do the prayer in the stillness. But, I mean, we just like you. We work. We have families. We have wives. We have farms. We have businesses. We are productive. We work out. I mean, we get up at 5 each morning or 4 each morning. I mean, and we don't probably go to bed till like 2 or 3. But, you know, we're moving, baby. We're moving with the Christ energy. Yeah. We're activating the Christ energy. We know it's out. We've been in this like 35 years, just in the Christ energy heavy. So we know, we have experience, my brother and I. So we know what we're talking about. That's why we're hearing. That's why you're hearing us now. That's why millions of you are listening. You have to listen to it. Why it's growing so fast? Because people are telling other people, this is the truth. They're seeing it in their conscience. They are feeling it in their consciousness. They're seeing it in their eyebrow right here, their third eye. They know what's going on. You guys know. You're not stupid. You're not dumb. You're intelligent. Remember, you're a divine. You're a divine being of Almighty God Jesus. Every single, I don't care what you've done, you haven't done anything too wrong. If you think you go to the Lord Jesus and confess it, and you get his baptism of the Holy Ghost, and that forgiveness power comes, because you got to have forgiveness. Now, the only way you can forgive somebody is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The only way you can love your enemy is through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We went to church, people said, I can't do it. Of course you can't do it. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Spirit. You can't do anything without that. You know, you can't do nothing. You may try. You may read some books. You may go to some seminars. That's not going to work, baby. Try Josh Susie, baby. Jay Susie, he's the way. You got to try Jay Susie. You better try his energy. You can read all the books you want. You can read all the good authors. You can go to seminars, waste your money. We're giving something here free. We're not charging you. This is Son of God University. We're here to instruct you. We're here to tell you the truth. And you know it's the truth. It's in your consciousness. You're feeling it. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby. Jah Jesus. That's the name of the game with the holy fame of the Christ name. And keep the devil's time. You see, we have the power inside of us. All the people are magnanimous. You wonderful humans are magnanimous race of people. You just got to realize it, sweethearts. You just got to stand up from within and stand firm in the faith of the truth. Whatsoever is truth is light. Whatsoever is light is spirit, even the spirit of Jah Jesus Christ right within. And when you recognize you got this glorious light within, you begin to do things in ecstasy. Even chores of the house or whatever it may be, yard work. It's like, wow, because you're chanting the name. You're praising. The term chant means to praise, to exalt. So you're praising the name of Jesus. Jesus, like my brother said, some of the people that are familiar with Jesus. 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 And so therefore, when you call upon that name, because the scripture declares, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved, shall be delivered, shall be divinely directed. If you have some sins you committed, and most people have done, I haven't met no one who has not committed sins. That's a normal mortal. And so therefore, just launch out. Just cry out to Jesus. Just say, oh, Jesus Christ, baby, sweet Son of the living God, I confess my sins to you now. I am sorry for what I have done. I am sorry for the negative things that I have manifested in my life. I thank you for your holy, divine, supreme sacrifice. Oh, Jesus Christ, sweet Son of the living God, thank you, living Son of God, for forgiving me for everything I have done. Thank you for giving me the power to forgive my spouse or my lover or my friends or my enemies. Thank you, Jesus Christ Almighty. I love you. I thank you now for cleansing me. I give my life to you. I submit my soul to you. I ask you humbly, Lord Jesus Christ, that you will cleanse my spirit, my mind, and my soul. Thank you for giving me the intelligence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of glory. You see, it's very simple. You can pray it in any style of your way of how, but I give you an example. It is very easy to do. And because the almighty energy is within, around all the world. And as you talk to this living Christ, Christ is a living power. Jesus Christ is a living being. And they work together in unification. You see, Jesus Christ dwells in the heavens, and he can go hither and thither wherever he goes.
Walk in the light and shine so bright. Let your soul feel right. Love is pure gold, yeah. Won't you wake up?